ignite your bones. I will try to fix you.
Paul Keen, thank you so much for being here, Paul.
Thank you, Tim. Thank
Be
you, Tim.
Sure to check out Paul and Deborah Fisher, part of the Fisher and Keen duo, at their Facebook page, Fisher and Keen. We'll have more live local music coming up next. We're taking a quick break here and resetting. We've got Poison Love coming up and Catskill characters, Donna Fellenberg. This is Radio Chat of Catskill. Just get used to that at 10 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Michelle Martin. How's the newspaper where you live? Thin? Getting thinner? Publishing a few days a week, if at all? You're not alone. Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats.
It will sell off more of its daily newspapers.
The largest news organization is shrinking.
Laid off nearly a quarter of its newsroom.
And that makes it harder to keep up with our elected officials and what they're doing. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part by keeping NPR and the station strong with a donation today. And we thank you.
Your gift keeps local news, culture, and NPR funded and freely available to the entire community. Give what you can to keep it going. It's so important right now. Donate at wjffradio.org.
Or call us at 845-482-4141, wjffradio.org for our spring fun drive. It's live local music all day long here today at Radio Catskill. And we've got the Poison Love coming up in just a moment. We also have a $5,000 challenge on the air. Yes, you heard that right. It's a $5,000 challenge from King Pizza Records, the independent label that supports local music throughout the area, throughout the city, throughout, well, everywhere. They're a great band with some really cool independent label bands on their label. We have heard already from the Tustin Heritage Community Garden. Thank you so much. We just heard from William and Sarah in Honesdale. Thank you so much. And we are also getting some other stuff in from Alicia from White Plains. She loves farm and country and jazz, and she listens day and night. Well, thank you, Alicia, for listening to 24/7, it sounds like. That means we just have $4,610 to go on that challenge of $5,000. And joining me in the studio now, Donna Fellenberg, Catskill Characters' own Donna Fellenberg. Hello.
Good morning. I'm sorry I changed mics because this kept falling off.
That's okay. We're over here. It's a work in progress here. We're good. We can be flexible. We're trees. We can bend.
Absolutely.
Donna. Catskill character usually on at this time, and we announced earlier that we're making a move next Saturday, moving to 11:30. And you always have such great people that you talk to. Anybody that you want to preview that's coming up next week?
Well, next week is a rerun. But I thought I would do it because it's Heather Housekeeper, and you know, she is the botanical hiker.
Yeah.
It's all about being outside and really appreciating what the Catskills has to offer us. So I thought that was a perfect
for spring.
For springish.
Spring it in.
Springish and ushering in the new time.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people are up then, so
right.
I'm really happy about
they're
that.
Open. They're actually up and ready and awake, unlike me that time in the morning on a Saturday. So it's good that you're bringing us more of those voices. You've been doing this for a little while now. I forget how long it's been.
10 years.
Yes. Congratulations.
10 years. Yeah. No, I love it.
A decade
of
Donna.
Love it. I still love it. And
good.
Yeah.
And we love hearing you, and I know people love hearing you. And we love hearing our live local music, too. Now we've got the Poison Love Band in Studio B. Can you guys hear me all right over there?
Yeah.
I can see you, and that sounds
Hello.
Good.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
It's so good
you
to see
good.
You. Thanks for coming. You guys look good, too. Look, I dimmed the lights over
Donna.
Here, though, so... There's Donna, and you know the Poison Love kids.
Yes, I do.
What do you guys got up for us here for your first selection?
Well, our first selection is actually a story.
Ah.
And it's going to be performed on a new instrument that Dan created, which is a, I don't want to say a bad word. It's an electric guitar that's been made into a banjo.
Okay.
And shout out to, I have to give a plug to Tommy Zatabaro of Monkey Business in Calicoon. He He retrofitted this with a good pickup, and it just happened like an hour ago.
Well, what? Ryan, this is the exclusive world premiere of the Monkey Business guitar banjo situation. It's Poison Love, everybody, on our live local music day during our spring fun drive.
Yeah, also, very quickly, this is a story about pigs, because we've been building a lot of pig culture. We have pigs in the backyard. And I have a friend working at PEX. Heather is... had pigs, so she's helped me a lot. And this is a story about piggies. Large pigs. Okay, we're good? I have a delay.
Dinner invite with wine, snacks, and a fantastic main course, just delicious. The kids, 3 and 5 years old, ate a little too much dessert and began showing off and goofing around. As the sugar set in, they decided to have a fashion show, so everyone went into the back room, just what you'd expect, really. From Dan's collection, we had sequin gowns, a mountain of fancy dresses, hats, shoes, hip-high boots, all covered with diamonds and beautiful plastic rubies, just for the fun of it, to make a fashion statement. The energy generated was surprising to us. As adults, we mostly don't act that way. But these kids, they kept going, building a fire of fun, screaming, laughing, dancing, and yelling. The two pigs in our backyard are highly sensitive to energy, and they had to find out what was going on. It was just a few minutes before a large squealing head was forced through the dog door, and then another, and then both pigs were at it, chasing the kids around the room, around and around, not to bite, but just for the fun of it. Soon the pigs were caught and put back outside. The excitement was at the maximum, and the kids started to flame out. It started with a fight over a plush toy from the dog's play box, a little name-calling, some pulling and crying. We sent them home with their large stuffed llama, stretched quite a bit from tugging on its limbs. I felt so proud to host these folks and their kids, and of course, I love my pigs. As I tucked my big, fat, spoiled pigs into their bed of hay, they were yawning and grunting contentedly, and Wishy and Helen went to sleep, just like you'd expect at the Brinkerhoff home. And Wishy and Helen, they went to sleep, just like you'd expect at the Brinkerhoff home.
Poison Love here on our live music day during our spring fun drive. A lovely musical storytelling selection about pigs, which we all appreciate here in our area. I was asking Paul Keene earlier about his song that was lamenting farms and their demise. Did you have a personal experience here besides your interaction with Heather at Pecks and Pigs?
Well, my pigs are... I've been interested in pigs my entire life, so I was able to rescue a couple of them.
Amazing.
And it's really just about learning how close you can get to them. So it's a lot of foolishness, but they're lovely animals.
Close can you get to them?
Yes.
Well, I put them to bed every night.
Aww.
And they don't live in my house. You know, I respect that they're large animals that stay outside, but if you ever see a pig eat a strawberry, you'll understand.
Well, you know, pigs get a bad rap, and it's good to know that they're loving and kind. So thank you for bringing that, dispelling that myth. That's what we're doing. We're bringing you live music and we're dispelling animal myths here at Radio Catskill. It's our spring fun drive. Poison Love is there. They are performing live. We've got a lot of live local music all day long. We just heard from, it's Susan in New York City who's donating. She is a friend of Paul Keane's, actually. She loved hearing him on air earlier. And she's so grateful to us for being here. Well, thank you. We're grateful to you, Susan, for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan. Tim, I have to ask one question. How does a pig eat a strawberry?
You've piqued our interest.
They don't waste any time at all. But the look on their face, they're just so satisfied. It's just so cool to see in this world, like, utter contentment, utter happiness. And, you know, I nurture that because, you know, I give them banana splits. I really do. I give them.
I love it.
Yeah. So I
get to move over there.
Yeah, you can come out and live come with over the pigs. And live with the That'd pigs. Be fine.
Listen, if you want to see a look of contentment on my face, you can, because we're live streaming on our website, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Donna, say hi. Wave over there. I think the
where
camera's over
I?
Here. You're up there. Camera two. Take two.
I don't know where.
So donate at 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org to see the contentment from everyone's faces when you do, or just listen in and see the folks behind the music here. We've got Poison Love right now. Donate during our spring fun drive with a $5,000 challenge. And thanks to Susan, who just donated, we now only have $4,500, a little over $4,500 to go on
all
that.
Right.
Very quickly moving down to get to that $5,000, which then doubles, right? We match it, doubles, makes it $10,000. That's amazing. Poison Love, what do you guys have next for us? Okay. Come on, let's keep it going.
Another song on Dan's, I call it the Danjo. He doesn't want me to call it that. But it's,
I like that. You know. I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
Dan, there might be some support for that.
This is an original song here that is very new.
Look. Look in the mirror. Look, look. Look in the mirror. Look, look. Look in the mirror now. Look in the mirror now. Look, look. Look in the mirror. Look, look. Look in the mirror. Look, look. Look in the mirror now. Look in the mirror now.
Poison Love on Radio Catskill. Great, guys. Thank you. There's more to come, though. I want to just update folks on where we are when it comes to our spring fund drive. We're hearing from a lot of folks music and that's motivating them to get to the phones and to the website, Donna Fellenberg.
Fantastic.
We've got a $5,000 challenge from our friends at King Pizza Records. We just heard from Gloria in Wurtsboro donating online. Do you want to hit the bell? We've been neglecting the bell. Thank you. Thank you. We're making up for the bell. Now we only have about $4,560 to go. So call us now, 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Donate now and help us meet this $5,000 matching challenge. If we raise the $5,000, King Pizza Records will give us $5,000. That's $10,000, which would, Donna,
we're
would be
practically
amazing.
There.
I mean, we're at 56% of the goal right now.
I know.
If we get that extra 10,
it's unbelievable.
I might be able to go to sleep.
In 10 years, I have never seen anything like this.
It's amazing.
Thank you, people.
Yes.
They're so supportive. They've got our backs.
Absolutely. And don't you hear that when you're out in the community with folks? I mean, you get a lot of how you doing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then we want to make sure you stay here. There's such an overwhelming support, and we really, really appreciate
right.
it.
And I just want to say, you know, this $5,000 challenge, if you feel like, oh, I can't really participate because I can only give, you know, $20 or $50, don't think that way mm-hmm. because every dollar matters.
Absolutely. Every single dollar matters, no matter what it is you can do. And that's the great thing about public radio. Whatever you can do, you're supporting this. You're keeping this alive, and you're
that's
keeping
right.
us going, and you're keeping this music that we're bringing you on a day like today available for everybody, no matter what, right?
That's
right. So call 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Let's go back to Poison Love in Studio B. What do you guys have up next? I see a violin has appeared.
Dan's got his violin, the real violin.
Yeah.
It's actually a fiddle.
A fiddle. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle for folks who don't know, like me?
It's just the way it's played.
I see.
Yeah.
How are you going to play it, Dan?
In Brinkerhoff style.
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
Actually, Dan has created his own style. I don't think he's easy to copy, but just my
that's
opinion.
Why we love Poison Love.
We're going to do an original song. It's about environmental changes, which we've all experienced around here. Okay?
Somewhere in the future, visions on a screen, diamonds on the water, crystal clear and everything is green, fresh and green. It's hotter. Ninja.
upside down, everything is brown. Where's the blue and green? Oh, maybe if I wait, it's all a big mistake. It's only just a dream. Flooding on the plain. Desert winds are thirsty, waiting for the rain. Gone before they came. What a shame.
Poison Love Band here on Radio Catskill. Thank you, guys. We've got time for one more coming up, but we just want to reset where we are on our spring fun drive. First of all, if you're tuning in and you're wondering, what's going on? Why is there music? Is Donna having musicians on Catskill Character? No, it's our live music day during our spring fun drive. Donna is here, though.
I am here.
And she is here, and she's enjoying the music, and we're getting set up with the next band. Type A is coming up next after Poison Love at 11. But this is a special day where we can bring you all of the great music, or a selection of
There's
all the great
so
music.
Much.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have that.
Yeah,
so many artists, so many musicians, so much great culture, creativity, and we're able to bring some of that to you here. And if you support that, then support us, 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org. That's where you can go and donate. And really, your dollar today will double because we have an extraordinary challenge from King Pizza Records, the independent label from Brooklyn. It's a $5,000 challenge. And we've already heard from the Tustin Heritage Community Garden, William and Sarah in Honesdale, Alicia in White Plains, Susan in New York City, and Gloria in Wurtsboro. So we only have $4,500 and $4,560 to go. A little over $4,500 to go. So what part of that can you help us with? 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. As Donna said earlier, no amount too small, no amount too large either.
That's Ronald's saying.
That's a
Ronald. Understand.
That's a Kelsonism. But whatever it is that you can do helps keep this going, keeps this community public service going so that we can connect you to the local music. We can connect you to the local news. We can connect you to national news and international news. Everything that you want to hear about and connect with right here. But it's thanks to your support that keeps it going. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. Let's keep going with our live local music, Poison Love Band. What else do you have for us? Is there another unique instrument or are we going to stick with what
we're going to stick with the fiddle for now?
You never know.
My wife has written like almost 200 songs now.
Amazing.
It's like
I'm
going to
sing them all for you.
Yeah, and here we go.
And we've got
one.
Sammy as a ventriloquist. He's been in our band for a long time, and suddenly we found out he's building a career as a puppeteer, and it's quite amazing.
He's actually going to a convention of ventriloquists.
By the way,
this summer.
Sammy is right here. He's not mic'd. He's the silent member of the Boys in Love band.
Percussionist.
But he's going to put in one plug for us.
Yeah, so if you can go online and push your Siri or whatever and hold on to it and just say, stream Poison Love Band Wild Ride album, you'll get our music.
Amazing. Technology is amazing. Thank you, Sammy. And that was Sammy, not the puppet. That was.
That's right, yeah.
That's Sammy Live.
He could, though.
He could.
Should have brought the puppet. Yeah. I didn't know you were live streaming.
Well, that's it. Well, that's the next live event we'll do.
Okay. I
can do it now. You laugh, but that's a good idea.
It could be. I'm writing it down.
It's a great idea.
It's great. Okay, we're going to do another original song, and it's very apropos to enjoying every moment right now because we never know what's coming next, right? Money's coming next.
No need to worry, just hurry up and wait. He wakes up in another bed, pain exploding, he's full of dread. He hears them saying, start praying, as we have our doubts. We still can save him, but every moment counts. There's a whole lot of living, loving, and work to do. If we count our tomorrows, there's gonna be sorrows too. It's not always easy, that's not what it's all about. So lay down beside me, make every moment count. The wind is howling like a roaring train, no place to shelter from the frozen rain. The rooster's crowing, he might be going. A fire's raging and it's time to run before they blow us all to kingdom come. The party started, our dear departed will have their doubts. We still can save it at every moment count. There's a whole tomorrows, there's gonna be sorrow too. Not always easy, not what it's all about. So lay down beside me, make every moment. Oh.